Hi, this is Paul Rippey, and I'm here in Arusha, Tanzania, with George Mukasa Mukisa. George is the program officer of the National Union of Disabled Persons of Uganda, or NUDIPU. He participated in the design of the program, and now he is coordinating its activities. George, thanks for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you so much, Paul.
George, could you begin by telling us about NUDIPU?
NUDIPU is an indigenous NGO that brings together all the disability categories in Uganda. So it's an umbrella organization. All disability categories, the blind, those with physical disability, hearing impairments, the albinos, people with epilepsy, and so many others.
And you are working with them in a number of ways, and one of those ways, I believe, is forming savings groups.
Oh, indeed. Under the Economic Empowerment Program of NUDIPU, we have the Savings Groups Project, which is reaching out to people with disabilities and their caregivers, as well as other community members.
I think one of the particularities is you don't try to have just disabled people in the groups. Is that correct?
Oh, indeed. Because we are interested in integrating people with disabilities in the community, as well as influencing community to work with people with disabilities by appreciating their potentials, we look towards having groups that are mixed, not exclusive groups of people with disabilities. And in this case, we emphasize 60% of the members should be people with disabilities. Then we also invite their caregivers, as well as any other members of the community that are willing to work along with them into this savings business.
That's great. And how many members are in savings groups, or how many savings groups have you formed?
We have so far formed 325 groups in the last 3 years, and the average membership is 25 to 30 members.
So that's about 7,000 people.
I'm talking about 9,500 people.
Very good. Congratulations.
Thanks.
And are the groups working well?
Oh, they are very well. They are very fantastic.
Yeah. And then I know but NUDIPU has many other activities. What are some of the other activities, and do they coordinate with or involve the savings groups? In other words, are they integrated into the savings group program in some way?
Oh, thank you so much, Paul. One of the activities is training and education, especially in group dynamics, entrepreneurship, and financial management. That is a core aspect of our groups, because we want our people to be self-reliant in whatever they are doing. But we also have another aspect of linking the groups to mainstream financial institutions, especially in as far as savings, are concerned. And we have also built the capacity of the groups to make own advocacy. So the groups are used as platform groups to advocate for change and any other issues, maybe human rights or health related, or related with their education.
That's great. So I think you said earlier, in fact, that most of the groups at the end of the year find themselves with really more cash than they want to keep in the cash box.
Oh, that's true. Because at the end of the year, most of the loans in the groups are being paid out, and the group members are looking toward sharing out, so there's a lot of cash. This is why we had to make a relationship or a memorandum of understanding with one of the financial service providers so that we can have their savings secured.
That's very good. And I think that's Postbank Uganda, is that correct?
Indeed, it's Thanks. Postbank.
Yes. And tell me, now NUDIPU itself, you're an NGO.
Yes.
Where does your support come from?
We have most of our support, especially in the Economic Empowerment Department, comes from the Norwegian Association of Disabled, NAD.
Very good. And have you satisfied all the demand, or are there more people still out there to work with?
Oh, we haven't satisfied the demand. We haven't. We are actually working with even a small fraction. Right now, we are operational in the Eastern region, and we have reached as many as 10 districts, and yet in the Eastern region alone, there are over 25 districts.
Lots still to do.
Oh, indeed, there's so much work to do. But
Okay, George, thank you very much. I just appreciate your approach. I love it that you're integrating the disabled and people that aren't disabled, and that you're starting with economic empowerment based on savings. I just think that's sensational.
Thank you so much, Paul.
Maybe the biggest change will come when we don't have to change much at all. When maniacs holler, grow, 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 we can choose to be small. The key word may be little. We only have to change a little.